Just back on record.
Tonight's learning is graciously sponsored by the Jacoby family. Sukkos Refuah Shleima for Papa Jack, Yaakov Halevi Ben Rachel. That's Refuah Shleima, our dear friend, our dear member. Bentzion Gelfand also asked me to announce that although this is officially the last night of our summer call of learning, they are working for scheduling a programming like this to continue throughout the fall and the winter. So be in touch, continue the wonderful learning program we had here over the summer. I see a few new faces. Maybe we'll just quickly go back and touch on a few points outside until we get into. We've been discussing with Nehemiah Shiras Adin, going beyond the letter of the law, and we discussed, can you force a person to do that? Right? It sounds a little strange to force a person to go beyond the letter of the law. But we saw Machlokis between the Rosh on the one hand, who says, no, we don't force a person to do that. We saw the Mordechai in Bav Matthias says, yeah, you can. You can force a person to. And then we had a little bit of a discussion. Within the opinion says that you can force, well, what types of force can you use, right? So there was the, now let me show you on, did you get to page 5? No? The Tzemach Tzedek. Not from Lubavitch, there's more than one Tzemach Tzedek. This is used the Av Beis Din in Nicholsburg. I think Tzemach Tzedek, I have to check out, is Gematria Menachem Mendel. I think that's where it came from, Lubavitch. Okay, so he writes that b'shamta, right? That when you put a person into, you excommunicate him, right? The social pressure, embarrassing, stuff like that, you could do that. You maybe even take in some of his possessions, but you cannot, you can't hit him. You can't use physical force against him. And then the Shvus Yaakov, where's the Shvus Yaakov? Is it the next page? Yeah, the Shvus Yaakov brings down that no, all you can really do is just words against him, and that perhaps comes. Maybe we'll pick it up now inside. If you look on, there's the Gemara in Ksubis. Gemara in Ksubis. It starts on Mem Tesem and Beis. Four lines before the bottom. It says Tashma, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonatan, Yonason Havu Kaimi Osula Hu Gavra Gochim and Ashkel Rabbi Yonason. Akrai. So they were walking, and this man came, and he was like crawling, he was kissing the feet of Rabbi Yonason. Omrlei, so his chaver Rabbi Chanina said to him, right? Omrlei, Rabbi Chanina, my high, what's pshat? Why is this guy giving you all this affection? Why is he kissing your feet? What happened? So Omrlei, koisim nechosav levonov, who he wrote off, like a star, he gave over all of his possessions to his sons. Nunamad Aleph. Vasisinuhu Lizane. And I did something to make them give him parnasa to support the father. If you look on the top, on the right, it says, Rashi learns, Vasisinuhu Kefisi Osam Bechazoka. I used strength and I forced these children, Bibnesh Rachdi Alov. In other words, I exerted myself on this man's behalf, the kind of slow, lifnei mishur sadin, and I pushed him to do more than he had to, right? He loves me. He gives me, I'm cherished by him because he forced them to do it. So what did he force them to do? So Tosva says, if you look, it says, Hai osi tzarech loimer, hai nibit devarim. He didn't really force them, he just used the words. This is the riot that Shvus Yaakov has. When forcing a person, it means through using words, but not by physically taking him out back and making him an offer he can't refuse. That's the discussion about this. In terms of halacha, on page 4 we have a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Nun Tes. This is the halachos of Hashavas Aveda. So if you look in Hey, again, this is Reish Nun Tes, Sif Hey, says the Mechaber, technically speaking, the majority of people are not Jewish. And a Jew comes and says, for this Aveda that you found, I could give you a sign, I could have distinguishing characteristics, I could prove it's mine. You are not required, says the Mechaber, to give it back to him. But the good and the right thing that one should do, right, is to go beyond the law and give it back to him. And then adds an imhu ani ubal aveda oshir, This is the Ramah. If the one who found the lost item, that he's not required to return, is poor, and the one who lost it is an usher, ain't tzorech lasos lefnei mishuras hadin. So, does the Mechaber make a chiluk like this? Makes no distinction. On the usher, you don't have to do it.
Income redistribution is a European thing.
Is it a European thing?
It's
now. So, from the fact, you see this machlokis is to...
Why does it matter if it's found in Rove Goyim?
Because we go bust the Rove. That's the whole sugya that the Gemara has.
The problem is a sin.
Yeah.
That it's his.
Yeah.
Why does it matter where it was found?
That's the Gemara tells in Bava Metzia. It does matter where it was found. We go after the majority of people. So even if this wouldn't be good enough. If it was Rove Yehudim, so then...
Is it a Yiddish thing? Yes.
This is the sugi of Yesh. This is exactly that discussion over there. Yeah. We did those Gemaras, actually, I think, the first night when we started the sugi. So what's this machloikis? What's the Mechaber and the Ramah arguing about? Does it make a difference? Whether he's an Osher, whether he's not... So there's a lot of discussion on this point, and maybe we'll try to start. This is like where the Achronim come into the sugya, trying to figure out what exactly is the Nekuda HaMachlokes. So let's jump to page 12 for a minute. Bakshi Daron. So I'll say it over outside, I guess, and then we'll try to. See, what is the nature of Lifnei Mishuras Hadin? This is a classic move in Lundus. Is it a overall rule, klali, or is it very specific to each particular case, it's prati? So what would be the difference? Well, see, now it makes a big difference as to whether I assume I'm getting the mitzvah itself, Hashavas Aveda. So if I'm exempt from it, and then Lifnei Mishuras Hadin is something in general, I'm always supposed to try to help people out, so then I should have to help out in Hashavas Aveda. Or no, it's a specific din in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, it's a din Mesuyim in this, that you have to come along and do that even in a case where you are potter. That sounds like a little bit hair splitting right now, but we'll see how Rav Bakshi Daron formulates this. Let's start by with the bases on the bottom right. Yesh Lachkor, we can make a Chakira. Is this just a general way the person is supposed to act towards everyone? Even though you're exempt from it, mitzvah it's a mitzvah that you have from doing what's right and what's upright, what's outstanding, what's good. Also, you should be generous, you should be forgiving. Oh, on the other hand, shechiv hu bechol mitzvah. In other words, is it when we talk about a hiddur mitzvah, so you can't talk about a hiddur mitzvah unless you have a basic mitzvah there in the first place, right? It's like an extension of that, right? That's a famous machlokes, the Rambam, right? The whole Chanukah, you did the bris, you know what I'm talking about? The famous, okay, for a different time, we'll elaborate upon that, but it's not shaykh to talk about doing a, it has to be an extension of something. Once the mitzvah is over, you can't do a hiddur mitzvah on something that the mitzvah is gone. So hereby, how do you understand Lifnei Mishuras Hadin? Is it like okay, I'm doing more of a hiddur mitzvah on that, but the mitzvah has to be present there or not? Or no, it's just in general. It's not related to this particular item of Hashavas Aveda or helping somebody unload or load up their animal. It's in general, I'm supposed to be a nice guy. That's how I'm supposed to, my Bein Olam L'Chaver is supposed to be this. Yeah?
Based on what we said, it's got to be the second case because we had already many cases where somebody's exempt, you know, for helping out when you're old to pick up the stuff. You know.
Okay, so therefore, yeah, keep going.
So then it couldn't be a case where you have to be obligated in the underlying mitzvah because you're not. We gave cases where you weren't.
You're zaken ve'en l'fi chvodo. It's not. You're put to 100% from doing this, right?
So then there's no hitter.
There's no hitter on the mitzvah I don't have in the first place, right?
Zero.
Now, if you look back to the Tosos we did, but Acherim, others are chayiv. I'm a zokin, so I'm potter, but anyone else would have it. So the mitzvah is there per se. There is a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. I myself happen to have a patur from it, but it's not as if there is no mitzvah in this place. There is the mitzvah there. So now, my hitter mitzvah is going after the Amishar Zayin, putting myself in something that I wasn't obligated to do in the first place. Right? So it's not there is no. That's what we talk about, those three categories in the Tosfos. Right? So there is a mitzvah present there. But that's the end. That's the last piece he has here to try to understand, work out that Tosfos, why there's different psukim were quoted as to whether or not it makes a difference, whether it's ani, or an ani, or an oshir, whether other are chayev or potter from that mitzvah as well. But right now, let's do the next few lines, and hopefully we'll try to flush out. Kishem shi ischil l'kiyam, l'kayim, sorry, ha-mitzvah l'hishtadul ha-lahader b'mitzvos, kimo chen yesh chiv b'kiyam ha-mitzvah mishur sadin. So just like I have to strive to the mitzvah, I have to strive to do every mitzvah l'fnei mishur sadin. Ve'im avar batal ha-mitzvah, and if I don't, then I just was mevatal the mitzvah. Ve'yesh chiv l'kayim mitzvahs gam l'fnei mishur sadin, ve'im avar lo batal ha-mitzvah. The nafkamina benidul dindon. So the difference would be in our case, Adam shemachazir aveda lifnei mishur sadin. A person who did hashavas aveda when he did not have to. He was a zaken. He didn't have to do this. You know, like gadol hador is walking around carrying some kid's basketball, right? It certainly did not have to do that. Kishein bo simon. There's no simon on it. The bialim were, they gave up. Ha'im patur hu mi mitzvahs hashav tashavim. Shahari mishuris Hadin ein kan chiv hashavas aveda, umashach ayv hulin hog lifnei mishur sadin lahachzir haaveda hu mitzad hachiv lehisnag miyosher v'ledoig v'hala hefzir shel zulos. I mean, the reason he's doing this is because in general you're supposed to try to help people out, but it's not a kiyum of hashavas aveda per se. It's just you're supposed to be a nice guy. This is your hanhagas. You know, lifnei mishur sadin. You're always trying to help out. Oh, shlevnei mishur zadin mekayim hu mitzvah hashavas aveda. No, I just did hashavas aveda, then I went beyond the level of law because I was exempt. That's the whole thing. Did I get the mitzvah? When a case where you're not chayv through in the first place and you do it, are you getting the mitzvah hashavas aveda? You follow? Keep going, okay. That only happens when the Baal didn't give up any hope, then to abandon his chance of getting it back. Even if there was Yeish, you still got the mitzvah. Okay, the next paragraph. Are you with me so far? This is beautiful. V'nira. Now, that's our machlokis. We saw that right back there, and it was Rishon and Tes. But that's our Ramah. So, to work out the Ramah, who again said about the Ani versus the Ashir, Mitzvahs Hashav Tishavim Mechayeves Rak Es Hadin? Uvimakam Shemin Hadin, Ein Chiv Hashavas Aveda, Yeshlin Hong Lifnei Mishur Sadim Mitzat HaMitzvah Lidoig Lizulas Liminoa Limimenu Hef Sadim. So just in general, the way the Ramah is learning that you have to try to help out people in general, but it's not working in the framework of Hashavas Aveda. V'chein, Im HaMotzi Ani, the guy who found it's poor, he's down on his luck, he doesn't have it, HaVa'avid Ashir, and the one who lost it was rich, Ein Malkum L'chayev Ha'ani Ligmol Chesed L'doig L'hevzid Ashir L'fnei Mishur Sadin. What? I have to worry about, okay, we're not talking politics, but let's say someone called Donald Trump lost a basketball. Donald Trump and I were not like in the same tax bracket, you know, so I have to go, the Donald doesn't have his basketball? I have to go around knocking door to door, excuse me, you know, that's what I'm saying. So if you're working the way the Ramal learns that an Ani doesn't have to do this because there's no concept of worrying about the Ashir, he's fine without it. If he doesn't get his basketball back, he doesn't get back his $50 back, it's no sweat off his back, nothing doing. So in that case, that's why the Ramal comes along, makes a chilek between who finds it and who doesn't find it. When it was pointed out that the Mechaber did not do that. Mechaber said it in general, you're potter. Ula, now to explain.
It may cut a little bit the other way also.
What do you mean?
Meaning that if we're looking at a universal fairness doctrine, right? So if the Ani's finding it and the Yashir is mafsid, so maybe then lifnei mishur hadin, in that case, is really to let the Ani keep it.
But he isn't.
Because he's an Ani.
Yeah, Yashir has no responsibility. If the Ani finds it, the Asher's object, the Asher has no responsibility to give it, to let him keep it.
He does, because he had no simanim and no zirsh. So in such a case...
But it's not a responsibility of the Asher at that point. In fact, it's a worse object than the Baal is the Ayesh. It's not a responsibility.
You know what
the Baal does not have to make himself, I'm going to be Miyash, so he's allowed to keep it. He doesn't have to do that.
I understand he doesn't have to be Miyash so the other person can keep it, but once they're ready, he's Yish.
He has no legal recourse at that point.
He doesn't have any legal recourse. So
correct.
Rather than us forcing the Ani to take resources.
Why don't we force the usher to be
To be mevater
on what he had.
On what he had, and be mevater on this quote with Limashuras I didn't think that might have. So if it was an usher who found it and an usher who lost it, then in such a case
you would give back.
We would force him
Correct.
To give it back. Because
Correct.
It's not that Donald Trump doesn't need the basketball. It's that the Ani needs that basketball.
Yeah, good, correct. I like what you're saying.
So that's
I like
why the Lima Shor Sadin can cut both ways. And you're going to see that also in the Minchas Usher when it comes to the butcher who wasn't paying his bill.
That was the Minchas, no, that was
the Minchas Usher.
Oh, that dang white. No, it's a different. I know what you're talking about. Where we had that. The butcher in Argentina, that's what you're asking
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
I don't think it was in the Minchas Usher. I see. One second on that one. Went out of orders, that's why you got the.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Minchas Yitzchak.
Yeah, Minchas Yitzchak, yeah, right.
Wrong Mincha.
Okay. We dive in Mincha all the time.
So that could be also part of what they were, what he was being done in, was the difference between an usher and an
Yeah, but that, right, that you're right, that the Minchas Yitzchak was also talking about a more general thing about whether we could force a tzibur to do it. That's the prot that he was working on, right? About the guy who couldn't pay his bills and took away his refrigerator and all that stuff. Good. Okay. I just wanted to just not to get too far. I want to just pull back together into this again. This is from Rav Bakshi Doron. I lost my place. That's the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Uva mitzvah zu ein lechaleg bein oni leosher lekulam chayvin lekaimo. Everybody has a chiv of returning a lost object. It's not a case of social welfare over here. Kishem shechayv ha'oni lekaim ha'mitzvahs behider kachayv hu lishtad lekaim ha'mitzvah gam v'mishur sadin v'zeh ha'machlokes. Right? Im eshel lechov es al mitzvos lefnei mishur sadin. And that's the whole difference. Now, can I force a person to do something, because that's the whole problem. Once I force you to do something, that's not called the famous Shor Sadin anymore. Oh, it's not required, but I'm forcing you to do what's not required? It's like circular reasoning almost, right? That's what we were talking about last time. Oni yisod v'hatov. So that's how you have to understand. It's this social welfare, taking care, looking out for somebody. But again, if it's an usher and another usher, so then you don't have to. You don't have to worry about his lost object because he's not suffering because it's not there. And when the Ani finds it, he could use that money, he could use the extra whatever, the $100, so then we're not going to force him to go lifnei mishur sadin because it's not a case of so far. But let's play it out. What if an Ani found money for another Ani? What would you say in that case?
Maybe you'd have to be kofet.
Because the Ani needs it.
But how does the Ani know who the person's wallet if he's an Ani or usher? I mean, you should always assume you have to go back no matter what.
The case would be where, I'll give you a case, Kimta could be where you have the rove, majority of people are not Jewish. Okay. And then Ani's come along and say, that's my money. So, I'm not the. Yeah, Sean?
But in the case of two Aniyim, so then why would we force, if they both need it equally, one of the guys has it, then Din doesn't have to give it back.
Right. So you're saying, what's the stop to force him to give back?
Yeah. Well,
no, maybe you wouldn't have to. But I said backwards?
No, I think you'd have to. An Ani to an Ani, I think you'd have to give.
Well, I know, so he's Shalom saying.
Because the other guy had the Simanim and it was his originally, and he's a.
But he doesn't, but.
I did have that required.
Right, no, I think you don't have to. I said back, I said backwards.
But at that point, you're a jerk. If you don't get the guy a Simanim, then proof that was
it. Says, I also need it.
You need it, but it's not yours.
What it is yours.
Yeah, of course
all P-Din, it is yours. Again, we're talking with Nei Mishra Sadin. When we're calling the halacha, you could keep the money. So if you, again, let's do the simple case, the Shulchan Aruch case. What's that?
So you're talking a case for either where it's Rove.
I didn't see anyone discuss this. So I was looking. I didn't see anyone discuss the Ani finds another Ani's money. I didn't find them. I'm trying to just like, you know, extrapolate what would be the Din.
His money is not an Ani.
What?
His money is not an Ani.
If he has money to lose.
His money to lose.
It might not be a lot of money.
Right.
It might be $50. It might not be the $1,000.
$50 might be a lot for.
That's right. You know, the $50 to some people is $50,000 to somebody else. Yeah.
But the $50 may still be considered keep some people under on a. Guy can rake in $50 in OT on a Purim morning and he's still considered an Ani.
Hey, here. A Okay, let's go to the last page. There's a beautiful comment from the Chafetz Chaim, where we'd seen the Gemara that said that Yerushalayim was destroyed because we didn't go with Nei Shmiras HaDin. So the Chafetz Chaim, this is in Shmiras HaLashon, right? Shar HaZechira Perek Beis. Ve'im Midas Lehishan Lehisnaheg Imanoshim Shelo Levate Lehem Klum. You never give in. You never forget. Mikum Mishalov Lo Yerachim Alehem Atev Rachmanos on them. Who Magbir Bozel Lamala Es Midas HaDin Al HaOlam V'Gam Ba'Latzmo. When a person behaves in such a way, he strengthens the strict judgment both on the specific person himself and in general. And the way you act is the way that you are acted upon. So they're not mevater on you. They don't overlook any one of your actions. That's what the Gemara says. Because they were so machbid on Halacha. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You're supposed to be machbid on Halacha. It says, no, they didn't go, Nei Mishuras HaDin. Lechor Halacha Yolahem Kama Avoinos Kemosh Meforish, because we had many other Averas. No, Lefize Nichot. You know, you understand why. Yes, it was the Shvichas Damen, it was the Giliarais, it was the Avodah Zarah, Sinas Chinam. However, this is beautiful, the Chafetz Chaim right. The Im Haya Ma'avirin Al Midosehen Haya Kodesh Baruch Moichel Lehem Gan Kein. Yeah, they had all these things, but that wouldn't have been enough. The fact that they weren't bravado, they couldn't give in, so then, oh, you're not going to give in. So you're going, letter of the law? So HaKadosh Baruch came back and did the letter of the law. Aval, heim ha'emidu divreihem shalol levat v'chum l'chareim mikfi geder hadin v'chein dikdek HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam kein achareihen. So then Hashem was exactly, that's the famous word from the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. So when a shadow, you know, shadows in the room, so you lift your arm, the arm goes up also. Whatever you do, whatever way you behave, so then Hashem responds in a reciprocal manner back to you. Yeah.
The thing is, I guess even what he's saying here, when you get the base team involved, I mean, all these things, like Nei Mishuras HaDin, you know, I agree with the Chafetz Chaim. These are things where the base team's not involved, but the people should say on their own, you know, heck, you know, what should I really do this? You know, but when you have the base team saying, no, you have to do that, is it really like Nei Mishuras HaDin at that point? Because
you know, there's a Sefer HaChinuch that writes in the midst of Mini HaDayanim that part of the hashkafa behind why we have court systems set up and Shoftim V'Shoftim, right, coming up in a few weeks, that they're supposed to like being patrolling the streets and making sure that people are behaving in a normal Menschlichkeit way. That there's the letter of the law, but there's the spirit of the law as well. So, you know, when the Beis Din is coming along and saying that you have to do this, Beis Din is creating a type of Torah atmosphere as to what we want, how we want people to interact with each other.
But I think there's a big difference, though, when the Beis Din says to the usher, you have to give that money to the Ani, even though
But that's exactly what I was saying about creating the atmosphere. You, as an usher, need to be an example to the rest of the people. Therefore, we're putting more obligations on you in your Avodas Hashem, act as an example for other people to see. You have been given more by Hashem, therefore more is expected of you. And yes, we're going to force you to do it, because that's our job as Shlichei Hashem, is to create that atmosphere and to get you to do that.
No, but by them forcing him to do that, though, I would think, you know, I don't want to say in terms of brownie points or in terms of the, you know, the things that go on in terms of, you know, for Klal Yisrael, I would say, but, you know, if the Beis Din forces the guy to give back the, you know, forces the Asher to give the money to Ani, I don't see that as much different than, you know, him not giving the money in the first place. You know what I'm saying? I don't see any difference between that. You know what I'm saying is the people should be at a level where they want to do that on their own, not...
Halavai!
No, but what I'm saying is, the Beis
Din... But they're not. The Beis Din has an obligation to get them to do that. Part of the obligation of the Beis Din is teaching people.
The last piece on here is how we're supposed to cultivate that attitude. You're right. We don't. The Simcha Zisla Broidi, the Rosh Yiv of Hebron, in his Sefer, talks about that we're supposed to pause and figure out what exactly is that Hashem wants us. This, you know, remind me of the Netziv. Netziv is an introduction to Sefer Bereishis, right? It's called Sefer HaYashar. Right? The Avos were Yashar, the way they dealt with people trying to cheat them and con them and steal them and do all sorts of horrible things to them. And they always had the Derech Eretz to them. So in Parshas Balak, when Bilam has a moment of clarity, famous pasuk which we're familiar with, Mimon Ofel Yaakov and Mispar Es Rova Yisrael, Tomos Nafshi Mos Yisharim, Uzi Achrisi Kemohu. Let me die like these Yisharim. He sees how Klal Yisrael is so Yashar, that's the way we behave with each other. We're not necessarily looking at what the letter of the law is exactly. So we're going beyond them. We understand. We got that. So the Rosh Yeshiva is explaining that we're supposed to, from Kedoshim Tihiyu, right? And also from when we started this whole discussion about doing with the Hatova Yashar, they were supposed to pause and reflect what is it exactly that Hashem wants from us in all these things. And he connects it to the Tochacha. In the Tochacha, right before all the Klolos begin, Parshas Kisavo, so he ends off and he says, begins, V'haya imo tishma v'kol Hashem elokecha. You didn't listen to the Kol Hashem. So what's the word Kol doing over there? You didn't listen to Hashem. The voice means, you know, what was going on over here? Lishmo lasas is kol mitzvosav chukisav asher nanochim mitzavcha hayom uval lecha kol haklos ha'ele v'hisigucha. All the calls came because you listened to the call of Hashem. You didn't figure out what He wanted. So I heard a beautiful word from a Wolfson Shlita. The klolos. So when you look in the kisavo, right, with all the klolos, so there's 122 pesukim. 120 pesukim. So Wolfson is always working with gematrios and numbers. So he quoted the Chazal to teach us that the tzaddikim, when they come to Rosh Hashanah, right? We know it's done, right? Nechtam la'altar, immediately, right? So what did that happen? So the tzaddikim, they started off at Rosh Chodesh Elul. And they prepared through the 30 days of Rosh Chodesh Elul. So by the time they came to Rosh Hashanah, they were ready for it. So it took them 30 days of preparation. It was the Beinanim. It's the Beinanim. They wait until Yom Kippur, right? So, well, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is 10 more days. So they took 40 days of Hachan and preparation until they came to that. So, you look in the Nitzavim Vayelach, right? The number of Pesukim in Nitzavim is 30. And Vayelech is... Are they backwards?
Yeah,
Nitzavim is 40, and Vayelech is... Right. So then, those are the 30 days, those are the 30 Pesukim in each Parsha, and the 40 Pesukim corresponds to that. But it goes in the Zohar. Reb Shimon says that it goes until... That if you need it, if you didn't yet get all your... Didn't all your spiritual work in yet, and you didn't do tshuva properly yet, you have until when? Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is 52 days, right? So that's mechuvin to the parsha of Hazinu. Hazinu has 52 pesukim. It's all Hazinu. But we know from the Basai, and he brings in the Rizal, that really you have until Hanukkah. So now I got to figure out 1 second. How many days are there from Elul till Hanukkah? And now you 1 second, but there's a mole, is it not? So that I'll tell you. Rav Olson said no. He says you can't ask me a kashin next. I'll tell you Stam Yerech Shloshim Yom. We'll go after Stam, so we'll say it's 30 days. So you make a cheshbon of all the days from Rosh Chodesh, right? Into, I know it's too late in the evening to do math, but here we go. If you make a cheshbon from all the days of Rosh Chodesh El until... Till what?
150.
The 122 days is the 120 Pesukim of Kisavo.
Cheshbon
and 25.
Three Stam...
The end of Chanukah. Zos Chanukah. Right? Zos Chanukah. So 120 days, it says of Olson, that's Kisavo. That's the tshuva of all these things. So I think an important message, we're all getting in the tshuva. This is Shabbos Mevorchim. This is Shabbos Mevorchim for El already. You know, they say in Europe that when they used to start Shabbos Mevorchim, they had to stop the davening for minutes because the crying from the Ezra's Noshim, there's such a pacha that people were coming into the Zman of Elul. So they were starting to feel it a little bit. But the 122 Pesukim, so we were learning about the Klal. The Klal is we listen to the Kol Hashem. Part of the process of a genuine tshuva is to ask, what does Hashem want for me? To listen to the Kol Hashem, and to pause. And we know that means going with Nei Mishra Zedin. We don't need the Chumash. We don't need to look in a Rambam to say, oh, if you're this and that, and if you're big, you're Meforsim B'Chasidus, then you go with Nei Mishra Zedin. We understand. We have to push ourselves. We have to go beyond the letter of the law. And that's really what the idea is behind these psukim, behind these halachas, that even though, yes, there is the letter of the law, but like Ira said, halavai, we should all be wanting to do that anyway, but we have to create these attitudes and these sensitivities within us. It's not easy. At the end of the day, I want to keep the money in my own pocket. Why should I give it back to Yenom? It's my money. I found it. It's my finders keepers. But no, but to go and to understand, to be more elevated people, to be more refined people, and in that zechus, we should be zoiche to have a proper Elul Zman, a proper Tishrei Zman. And I want to thank everybody for coming out over the summer and learning together. It was a big Kiddush Hashem. We were able to learn Talmud Torah together with Rabin, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should have koch to learn many more years together.